Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is a Tuesday teaching tip called Craftivism. Have you ever heard of craftivism? No, neither had I. Craftiness, perhaps, but not craftivism. Not until I read an article in Premier Christianity magazine, January 2016 edition. Somebody called Betsy Greer apparently coined the term craftivism to describe using craft to communicate a protest message. So how might this express itself? Well, it means finding an alternative to throwing an egg at someone who represents a view with which you do not agree. Such alternatives might be a message embroidered on a handkerchief popped into someone's pocket, or it could be a fabric collage attached to a door. To paraphrase one of the craftivists mentioned in the article, Jesus did not demonize his opponents, nor did he condemn sinners. He did not use force, hatred, or shouting to communicate his message, yet get his message across, he did. Instead, he combined quiet conversations with powerful object lessons. And so here is the relevance of craftivism for me. What is the equivalent of the coin in Mark 12, the fish in Luke 5, the small child in Luke 9, and the writing on the ground in John 8? What's the equivalent of these things in my preaching and teaching? Not just talking about these in the text, but using some similar physical materials to illustrate truth, to challenge the heart and inspire the soul, just like Jesus did. And granted, it takes longer to think about, to plan and to create the craft than simply talk about an idea. But might that be time well spent if it communicates something important? The advantages of props in preaching include at least these three that I can think of. If you've got more, let me know. Firstly, surprise. I wasn't expecting that, now you've got my attention issue that comes with a prop. Secondly, stimulation. In other words, I haven't thought about that in this way before, but now you've shown me this, it's making me think differently. And thirdly, stickiness. In other words, I'll remember that, because we'll often remember a prop long after the point has gone, and in remembering the prop, we may well remember the point. Stickiness. Surprise, stimulation, stickiness. There's one more potential step in creating a crafty lesson, and that would be to involve the congregation in making something during the lesson as part of the sermon. Now, speaking as a person not blessed with the best coordination regarding cutting, taping, drawing, or any other form of craft, I have my own insecurities here. However, I wonder if we could persuade people to give this their best effort, especially in a place where grace is meant to abound. Have you ever seen anything like this done as part of a lesson? I'd love to hear about it, and if I like it, I'll use it in one of my own sermons for our new church congregation we've just got going in Watford. Have a look at thewatfordchurch.org. Maybe I can do even one better than that. Do you have a suggestion that a congregation could do individually or in small groups that takes, say, 5 minutes or less, and that does not require advanced craft skills? The sort of thing you can just a paintbrush and a little crafting knife, a bit of paint, some other implements to create a craft, just in a short time, to illustrate a point, to get a message across to ourselves, or maybe also to give to other people, and help them to understand the point of a passage of scripture or a truth about God. If you've got a great idea, send it to me. I will use it. We'll take photographs and post it and thank you publicly. So let me know what you have as an idea. You'll be famous and a craftivist. Until the next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.